Okay, firstly, welcome to my demo session. It's
Absolutely.
Really glad to see you in my demo. Today, I will just try to introduce my app about making RME or other OSC compatible apps and devices being accessible. Firstly, OSC, what is OSC? OSC is a network, like a network protocol. It can make all devices or apps on the same or remote network. You can send and receive some messages. This is different from MIDI, and it's really basic messages like /1 and spacebar and OSC command working like that. Me and one of my friends from Germany, we have created a new application. It's %100 accessible to use OSC protocol to make that accessible. Today, I will try to use my RME UFX Plus interface. This is the RME top product, you know. It's connected via USB 3.0. Now, it's working on Windows 10, but I have came to Team Talk on Windows 7 now. And JAWS loaded, you know. And firstly, I will try to make some settings on the Total Mix FX application. This is the RME control panel application. It's %100 inaccessible, except menu options. And after that, we will look at the application. If you have question, please just press the microphone and I will give microphone to you. Okay, I'm just starting. Firstly, I will go to Total Mix FX application to make some settings.
Notification Chevron button. System tray mat with series set restore slash minimize all. RME Total Mix FX.
Yeah, this is the standard, and we can read the title bar.
RME Total Mix FX. Fireface Ops plus 144.1K default settings minimize symbol max.
Yeah, this is default settings are loaded.
Menu pop function new options. O. Menu option always on top. A. Enable MIDI control. E. Submix link to MIDI control. Enable OSC control. E.
Yeah, enable OSC control. It is not checked by default, but firstly, I will go to settings.
Settings dialog. OSC MIDI.
In settings, there is an tab.
OSC tab.
OSC. In this tab, we can see incoming and outgoing ports and our computer LAN IP addresses as well.
Total Mix FX OSC service port incoming edit 7001.
It's 7001.
Remote controller address IP host name edit 192.
This is the remote IP. This IP, for example, if you are using another computer on the network, for example, you need to specify this computer's IP. Or if you are using remote app, computer, for example, setting your unit outside of home, for example, you need to enter this IP in there.
The Total Mix FX OSC service port outgoing edit 9001.
N9001, this is the outgoing IP. I just enter my local IP in this because I will use the same computer for the controlling my unit.
192.168.2.224.
This is my IP,
options, numb, okay button.
Yeah. I will enable the OSC control now as well.
Function, options, menu, always on top. A, enable MIDI, submix link, enable OSC control. E. Leaving menus.
Yes, everything is okay in there, and I'm just closing that window.
CK Live Demo Team Talk.
And going to application.
Studio items view remote. Remote as is. CK OSC client not enabled.
Yes, it says not enabled. I'm just pressing F3 or by going to Alt.
Menu bar file F. Go G. OSC O. Menu OSC menu preferences F3. Debugger F5 unavailable. Preferences
You see that there are two options: debugger and OSC configuration. I will just press F3.
OSC configuration dialog. Settings listen on port edit 9001.
This is the listening port we have specified in the Total Mix FX application before, you know.
Settings send to port edit 7001.
This is also.
Settings peer address IP name edit.
Yeah, peer IP address. This IP must be client IP. I'm just
pasted.
Typing my IP.
192.168.2.224.
Yes, just when I press tab.
Settings enabled, checkbox not checked.
It says enabled. I will check it.
Checked.
It's enabled now. When I press tab again,
host gets 169.254.138.244.192.168.2.224.
This is reading all network IP addresses has been defined on your computer. For example, I'm using two different submasks in my computer, and I have two different networks, and one of them with 169, and the other one starts with 192. You can see the your computer default IP in that panel. I'm just pressing tab.
Okay
and enter.
Active one peers.
Yes, it says active and one peers. I'm just pressing tab.
Pages review, mixer open, seven
mixer. Firstly, I will just try to check that if it'll connect or not.
One, volume, pan, new chat, solo chat, global, main, sub, zero, midnight strip closed, two,
yeah,
three.
It is connected.
Mixer open.
Firstly, the first, this window has pages to review and other options. When I navigate with tab,
inputs, checkbox,
inputs,
check. Playbacks, checkbox,
playbacks,
outputs, checkbox, outputs, checkbox, outputs. Active, one, tiers, pages, review, mixer
for
open,
example,
seven
now,
items,
inputs,
checkbox,
inputs
checked.
Is checked. I'm just pages. Going pressing down arrow.
One, select channel, one,
select channel. This is the first option. We can see all channels in the total mix or in the unit, and we can check or uncheck it.
Select 3/4 checkbox not checked. Select 5/6 checkbox not checked. Select 7/8 checkbox not checked. Select 9 checkbox not checked. Select 10 checkbox not checked. Select 11 checkbox not checked. Select 12 checkbox not checked. Select 8 checkbox not checked. Next bank checkbox not checked. Previous bank checkbox not checked.
And we have two options for next and previous banks. For example, my unit has 194 inputs and outputs. We can change 8x8 banks in that option.
Next channel checkbox, previous channel check active, one tiers. Pages preview, selected pages with volumes.
There is a volume. First options.
Master volume, left, right, slider, 0%.
Master volume. That means your main output 1 and 2. For example, it says EU and it's in the 0%. When I press up arrow or page up.
1%, 2%, 3%, 23%.
It's opening, and when I read that.
Master volume, minus 60.5 dB, left, right,
it
slider.
It says minus 62 dB. For example, I'm just turning down microphone from the unit directly.
22%.
It is reading
18%,
as well.
18%, 21%, 23%, 25%, 27%, 28%, 30%, 27%, 25%, 23%.
For example, when I press tab again,
3/4 volume, blue, left, right, slider, 0%.
It's analog input 1 and, 3 and 4.
5/6
volume, 5/6.
7/8 volume, left, right, slider, midnight volume,
and
0.1 dB, left, right, slider, 8.
Now, I'm just talking with mic 9. When I
81%.
Decrease that volume,
61%, 41%, 21%, mic 9 volume, minus
18.1 dB. It's minus 18 dB.
46, 81%, 82%, 84%, mic 10 volume,
mic 10,
mic
11,
mic
12. Now just sounds coming through 11 and 12.
8 volume, left, right, slide, active pages, review, volumes, 2, pan.
This is the pan option.
3/4 pan, left, right, slider, 50%. 5/6 pan, left, right, slider, 50%.
You can hear that. We can, for example,
7/5/30%, 10%, 30%, 50%, 7/8 pan, left, right, 30%,
10%,
30%,
50%, pan settings.
7/8 pan, left, right, slider, 70%, 60, 50%, mic 9 pan, left, right, slider, 50%, 30%, 10%, 30%, 50%,
pan.
Mic 10 pan, mic 8 pan, left, active, pages, review, pan, 3 of mute channels.
This is the mute channels.
Mute 3/4 checkbox not checked. Mute 5/6 checkbox not checked. Mute 7/8 checkbox not checked. Mute mic 9 checkbox not checked.
You hear that?
Mute,
when I press, for example,
mute mic 9 checkbox not checked.
You can't hear me if I enable that, but there are two multiple connections in there. You can't hear my JAWS because I have muted mic 11 and 12. I will enable now. Because I'm using mic 11 and 12 for the line input now for the reading my JAWS to you. Solo channels.
Solo and 3/, solo and 5/, solo and 7/, solo mic 9 checkbox.
You hear that?
Solo pages review, global.
Global.
Mute checkbox.
Mute.
Solo checkbox.
Solo.
Trim checkbox not checked. Active one tiers. Pages review. Mute checkbox check. Pages re- main submix.
This is the main submix for the global as well.
Dim checkbox not checked. Recall checkbox
recall.
Not checked. Speaker B checkbox
speaker
not checked.
I just want to clarify that settings.
Recall. Dim
for example, you can specify dim, recall and trim values in the Total Mix FX application settings area. They are accessible. For example, if you specify trim and press
dim, recall, check,
that
dim,
button,
check,
it will trim your volume automatically. Or recall, if you set the recall for your main output, if you and when you press that button, it will recall your volume options.
Speaker B, check,
speaker B, that means, for example, if you have two different monitors pairs, for example, if you press speaker B, it will route all inputs to speaker B automatically.
Mono, check,
mono you know.
Talkback, check,
talkback you know.
External, check,
external in. Also, if you just want to use external inputs 1 to 8, for example, or that or like that, and don't want to use, for example, mic 9 to 12, you need to disable it from there.
Mute FX checkbox not checked.
This is the Mute FX processor.
Active 1 tiers, pages review, 0, midnight strip closed, 2, 3.
This is the channel strips. This settings can be changed by choosing the channel. For example, It is taking the name from Total Mix. For example, it says MIC 9 channels, for example. When I press next tab key, there are two options,
previous, channel
previous
check
and
check.
Next. When I press next, and when I go back to preview,
pages preview MIC 10 strip closed.
It changed to 10.
Next channel checkbox, not check.
Press next again.
Pages preview MIC 11 strip
MIC 11.
Closed.
When next, I previous for three or four times, for example,
next channel pages preview and 5/6 strip closed.
It's analog 5 and 6, for example. I'm just next pressing to
pages next channel checkbox not checked. Pages preview MIC 11 strip closed. Two next,
to
preview,
choose
next pages preview MIC 9 strip
yeah,
closed.
This is 9, for example. 9 is my default microphone input.
Next pre inputs check playback outputs active 1 pages preview.
Yeah, this is options for this channel strip. For example, there are 6 different pages in there.
1, 0, midnight strip closed, 2 or 3, midnight strip open, 6 items.
This 6 pages only shows MIC 9 channel strip settings. For example, in first page,
1, mix, submix main, 1 of 6.
Submix and mix.
Level read only edit.
Level.
Right level.
Right
read
level.
Edit.
I have disabled now because it's updating 30 or 40 times per second, and JAWS sometimes does not read as well. In the recording mode, I have enabled, but yeah, this application is still developing, and I will get some feedbacks from you as well.
MIC 9, 0.7 dB left right slider, 84%.
Yeah, this is the 0.7 dB, my microphone level, you know. When I decrease it,
82%,
it will read
80%. MIC 9, minus 0.2 dB left, 82%. MIC 9, minus
for example, when I changed volume level or microphone gain directly on the unit, it will change it automatically.
Pan, 0 left right slider,
this
50%.
Is the microphone pan.
Mute checkbox not
checked. Mute for microphone.
Checked. Solo
you
check.
Can't
mute
hear
checkbox.
Me now.
Not checked. Solo
this
checkbox.
Is the solo.
Actually, we hear you.
Reverb send.
Reverb
right.
Send.
Reverb return. Left right slider,
reverb return. It's minus 0 now, you know.
Q checkbox not checked.
Q.
Record checkbox.
Record. This is, you know, maybe UFX Plus has the USB record capability. You can record 7-6 channels simultaneously to USB stick directly. You don't need to use any computer or like that, for example. This is record record option for that.
Phase checkbox not
checked. Phase, you know.
Right phase checkbox
right
not checked.
Right phase.
Loopback checkbox
loop
not checked. Stereo checkbox
stereo.
Not checked.
When we check this, the channel 9 and 10 will be linked together. For example, in the RMUFX Plus series, channel 9, 10, 11, 12, they are microphone channels and they are mono now. When I press that, the channel 9 and 10 will be linked together.
Active one tier, pages preview, mix,
and the second
main.
Option in the channel strip,
MIC 9 input.
Input.
Gain auto set check, gain for gain auto set checkbox not
this
checked.
Is a gain auto set function. This is a really great one. For example, when you're recording something and it's picking, it's clipping, when you enable this, it will set your volume automatically.
Gain 48 left right slider, 74%.
This is a gain.
Right gain, 48 left
right
slider.
Gain.
Phantom power checkbox not
phantom
checked.
Power. When you press that button, but I'm using dynamic microphone now. When you press that button, it will automatically enable your phantom power. And when you press it again,
checked.
Not it
checked.
Will disable the phantom power again.
Active one fears. Pages preview. MIC
the second
input,
one, the third one is
MIC 9
EQ.
Enable checkbox not
first
checked.
Option is enable. When we enable that,
first band type, shelf left right slider. One first band gain 0.0 dB. First band frequency ADHZ left right slider.
You can hear,
first band type,
for
shelf
example,
enable. First band type, shelf 0%. First band type, bell left right
bell
slider.
And shelf.
Enable checked. First band type, shelf left right. First band gain, first band Q 1.0 left right slider 7%. Second band gain 0.0 dB left right slider 50%. Second band frequency 1000 Hz left right slider 77%. 90% second band frequency 16257 Hz left right 70%.
Can hear that?
Second band Q 1.0 left right slider 7. Third band type, shelf left right slider 50%. Third band 10%. Third band type, bell left right slider 0%.
Like
third band gain 0.0 dB left right slider. Fifth third band frequency 5000 Hz left right slider 80%. Third band Q 1.0 left right slider 7%. Active one tier.
Yeah, this is the UFX Plus has free EQ per channel.
Pages enable checkbox.
I will
check.
Disable it now.
Not checked.
And pages. The other option is in the tree view.
MIC 9 compressor.
Compressor.
Enable checkbox not checked.
We can enable from there.
Checked. Gain 0.0 dB left right slider. Attack 10 ms left right slider. Release 300 ms left right slider. Gain 0.0 dB left right slider. Flip compressor threshold minus 30.0 dB. Compressor ratio 1.0 left right slider. Expander threshold minus
60. You know all of the settings for using compressor, attack ratio, and all of them.
Expander ratio 1.0 left right. Active one. There's pages preview. MIC 9 compressor 4. Enable checkbox checked.
I will disable it now.
Pages preview. MIC 9 low cut.
Low cut.
Enable checkbox not checked. Grade 12 dB/oct. Frequency 20 Hz left right slider 0%. Active one. Pages enable checkbox. Check pages. Enable. Not pages. Midnight auto level.
Auto level.
Enable checkbox not checked. Maximum gain 6.0 dB left right slider 33. Headroom 6.0 dB left right slider. Rise time 5.0 S left right slider. Active 1 tiers. Pages preview. Midnight auto 0. Reverb slash echo slash 1.
And the other, the channel strip is completed. For example, when I change this options to another input or output, for example, with using next and previous channel buttons, it will change to settings. For example, all settings will be apply which settings that I choose.
Zero, one.
And the other 3V options is
0, midnight strip open, 6 item, midnight strip
close that.
Reverb slash echo slash control close.
Reverb, echo and control.
Reverb slash echo slash control, undo checkbox not checked.
Undo.
Redo checkbox not checked. Global mute checkbox
global
checked.
Mute.
Global solo checkbox
global solo.
Checked. Active 1 tiers. Pages 3, 1, reverb 1 to 5.
First option is reverb.
Enable checkbox not checked. Type large room left right slider 33%. Pre-delay 20ms left right slider 2%. Low cut 20hz left right slider 0%. High cut 18000hz left right slider. Night room scale 1.0 left right slider 20. Attack 100ms left right slider 24%. Hold 80ms left right slider 19%.
It's reading slider for JAWS and also it's reading value coming from total mix.
Release 200ms left right slider 39%. Reverb time release 90%.
For example.
Reverb release 5ms left right slider 0.20% 40%. 60%. Reverb release 302ms left right slider 40%. Reverb time 3.0s left right slider 50. High damp 1800z smooth 100% left right width 0.60 left right slider 6. Volume minus 3.0 dB left right slider 80. Active 1 tiers. Pages preview echo.
Echo.
Enable checkbox not checked. Type stereo echo left right slider 0%. Delay time 0.60s left right feedback 20% left right width 0.60 left volume minus 3.0 dB. Active 1 tiers. Pages preview
like
echo.
This.
Snapshots.
Snapshots. Total Mix FX application has 8 different snapshots. You can save and load your settings in the snapshots.
Snapshot 1 checkbox not checked. Snapshot 4 checked. Snapshot 7 checkbox. Snapshot 8 checkbox
like
not
this.
Checked. Active. Pages preview. Snap groups closed.
Groups. There are 3 different groups in the Total Mix.
2. Mute. 1 of 3.
Mute.
Solo.
Solo. Fader. And fader.
So mute. Mute 1 checkbox not checked. Mute 2 checkbox not checked. Mute 3 checkbox
for example,
not checked.
For example, when we mute, mute when I press mute 1, it will mute all faders 1 to 8. The first bank group, for example.
Mute 1 checkbox not mute 2 check. Mute pages 3. Solo.
Like solo. Fader. And fader.
One recorder 505.
This is the last option recorder that I mentioned before. This is the USB stick recording option. You can use UFX Plus USB host to record up to 76 channels simultaneously to using out inputs and outputs to record WAV files to your USB stick directly.
Time read only edit. Stop checkbox not checked. Play slash pause checkbox not checked. Record checkbox not checked. Active 1 tiers. Pages preview recorder.
Like this. Yeah. First, I will try to.
Desktop. Full. Winamp.
Some.
Winamp 5.
Can you hear the music now?
Nope.
Okay. Now we will hear.
Remote. I as is.x.
Hold on, please.
1. Winamp 5. Remote. As is.x. 3/4. Winamp. CK preview. Patch 0. 1. CK live. Ozask. C pages preview. Mixer open. 1. Volumes. Master volume. Left right. Pages preview. Master. CK live demo. Oz 1. Underworld always. CK live demo. Ozask. CK. Ozask. CK master volume. 1% 0% 1. Underworld all. Ozask. C 20%. 19, 18, 7, 6, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20,
unit.
See chaos client, master volume, mic.
Just decreasing.
You're hearing your loudspeakers,
yeah,
actually.
This is the basic tasks you can do with the my application. And what do you have any questions and feedbacks, or is there anything to that wants me to tell?
CK Live Demo 6 open, 6 items.
My feedback would be it's brilliant. That's really great.
For example, you can make stereo a channel or mono a channel, and the option that I mentioned before, for example. Also, we can phase the channels. You can see the levels, and you can control submixes, and you can enable your other monitor pairs, for example. And you can enable and disable 1-4 your microphones, phantom powers as well. And also, you can control volume and gain, for example, gain and volume for your mics and for your, all of your inputs as well.
That's very impressive. One question, is this Windows only or Windows and Mac?
No, it is just for Windows compatible, Windows 7 and 10. But it is coming with XML file. That means you can enter your OSC commands to that XML file, for example, to use with the specific device or application. For example, yeah, it is Windows compatible, but as far as you know, Logic is OSC compatible application. You can use that application on the same network or remotely to control your Logic with the OSC commands as well. Yeah, we are just talking about maybe it will be Mac compatible in the near future, I think. Yes, JPR.
It's fabulous. It's really fabulous. Well, you know, I'm really interested. I have a UFX, not the Plus, but the previous one.
No problem. You don't need to make any changes on the UFX. We will only remove the recording section for you. But UFX also recording to USB, I think? Or?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
okay. I never used this.
We don't need to make any changes. Yeah, you can use the same Total Mix commands because it's this default for the RME. Babyface Pro, Babyface, UFX, UFX Plus, and new. The great one is we don't need to buy UFX. RME. You can't specify Phantom Power or some other options to Arc USB. You don't need. Couldn't do that. But this application,
As a matter of fact, I did a few hotspots, which allowed me to do very simple things. But you, of course, you are going much further. But I could set the microphone gains and phantom and phase and instrument switch for the four outputs. But it's really minimal. I did hotspots for what I really
you can change
needed.
The phase level now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
But yes. How much are you selling this?
We are just thinking of that. Maybe we will distribute this application without charge. It will be free, maybe. Maybe we are just thinking about some donation. But
yes.
You
deserve it.
maybe for the web. And I think we just like to collect it. Don't collect any money from the users. This is the just for the blind users. It's an accessible client. And you also you can if you're a programmer or if you find a special OSC commands list for your own device, for example, you can use the debugger window to send specific commands to your device instantly. And also in Arc USB, you can assign 56 commands, but in this application, we have about 325 commands implemented now. Really great.
Everything is on the same computer, right? Your DAW, UFX, and the computer that remotes the UFX is the same computer.
Sure, you can use it in the same computer, or you can use it remotely on the same home, or you can use it wherever you have an internet or not. No problem. Mm-hmm. This is network-based protocol because, and also, firstly, I have created some workspaces for my UFX Plus because UFX Plus has some options to change volume or change gain level directly on this UFX as well. But in this application, I can control everything. For example, I'm using output 5 and 6 for my DAW's output for the speaker pairs. I can decrease the level for my JAWS, for example. Now I have just used patch cable to route my JAWS to TeamTalk because TeamTalk does not support simultaneously two outputs, for example. My patch cable now, you're hearing me from mic 9 and you are hearing my JAWS mic 11 and 12 together. And there are multiple options you can do that. And you can also change the page names. You can also change the commands in the XML file. It's really basic XML file we have created. And also it will remember your IP and port settings as well.
Great.
Some basic commands are universal. Uh, Yeah. Firstly, yeah, the some basic commands are universal, but some devices additional commands to use it. For example, the commands are the universal, but using the method to use the commands are different. For example, in RME, we are just typing. For example, in RME options, you need to type /1 for the specifying the bank that you want to work on it. But I know that a lot of distributors or a lot of manufacturers provide on their websites. We will try. We will create and touch in the near future, because one of my friends using that, and after that maybe BCF 2000 and XTouch Mini will be came. Yeah, you can do that, but sometimes the method of the using OSC, it's changing device by device. But for example, in this XML file will be used for all RME products. For example, on another XML file, maybe work with BCF 2000, XTouch, and some other Behringer products as well.
And I think it's important to mention at this point, which we hadn't actually mentioned before, Jean didn't mention it, but this product is not is non-screen reader dependent, so it doesn't matter whether you're using JAWS, NVDA.
Yes, you can use with this program can test it with NVDA and JAWS. It's using standard APIs, and you can use with NVDA, JAWS, and which with Orca as well, maybe in Windows. Just imagine that. You can use with Windows, JAWS, NVDA, all of them without problem. Because we are using MSAA for Windows-based APIs.
Tim did ask a question. When is it likely to be available? That was a question that Tim did ask.
I think in this week, maybe I will send a copy to... to friends that came there, team and other friends that want to test it, because I will help them to adding some OSC commands or like that, or if they have RME products, I will help them to create basic settings or implement it. Maybe in 2 weeks we will release this application for all peoples.
What Windows version is it compatible with? I'm still on Windows 7.
Yeah, it is working.
Is it going to
Windows
work?
XP 2.10.
Oh, because good.
We are using Win32 APIs as well. And it's really a small application. Just want to show you.
Desktop, studio, remote, as is, JAWS, top gen, as is, type of disk, location, size, 80, size on disk, 80.0 KB, 80 PC.
Did you hear that? It's 80 KB. Only 80 kilobytes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
remote,
small.
As is, not XML.
And it's also as an XML file.
Location, size on disk, 16.0 KB, 6 PC.
It's total 100 kilobytes. It's really great for your processor, for RAM as well. You can use it Windows 7 and 10 together, no problem. And Windows XP working as well. Vista working as well. Windows 8 and 8.1 working as well without problem. It's, yeah, it don't need to use any specific screen reader or operating system. It can use for all.
I'm wondering, is it some shortcuts will be available in the near future?
Do you have any questions or another thing to there?
Not for the moment.
Yeah, if you have any questions, please let me know via email. But it is really great thing for me. Firstly, I have created this project for myself, but I think that as far as, you know, yeah, the only options is Focusrite Sapphire series to, because its control panel is accessible.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I wonder for what kind of devices other than sound cards this application could work.
Control surfaces would be an obvious one, wouldn't it?
Yes, you're right. It can work a lot of them control surfaces and some advanced MIDI keyboards, MIDI controllers as well, and some digital mixers as well. For example, X32 or like that, they are working with the OSC as well. That means you can route everything to everywhere in X32 mixer like that. Yeah.
But could you, for example, could you control I don't know, maybe this question is really stupid, but could you control a synthesizer, a virtual synthesizer that was not accessible? Could you control this with OSC, for example?
Some synthesizers, like Performance or like that, I'm just remember the correct name, they have the OSC options. If you enable that, yes, you can use it, no problem. For example, we have created OSC solution for the Sonar before. We are just trying to get some options in Sonar. I have another plugin that loaded in my Sonar now. For example, when I press something on my MIDI keyboard, my Sonar says mute or unmuted or blah blah. It's coming from OSC as well. If application, VST or synthesizer or device works with OSC, that means you can use that application without problem.
I'm not quite sure why you would want to do this, but I mean, for example, if you had Logic on the same network and you were running Logic on your Mac, then in theory, you might be able to control Logic's mixer from Windows.
Yes, you can control it, no problem. We have tested with Logic, it is working. And you don't need to be on the same network. It is using on the internet as well.
Yeah, so you could control your machine from... you're out and about and you're fiddling around in Logic or something.
Yeah. There are two applications in Android and iOS. One of them is Lemur and the other one is Touch OSC. But these applications are not accessible, unfortunately. We can't use that. I have bought these applications, but I have unfortunately returned it to Apple again.
I'm assuming you've spoken to the development team involved with that.
But they said unfortunately there is nothing to do because our applications has some layouts for faders and for buttons, and we really don't know how to make it accessible.
Sounds like a bit of a poor excuse to me, but what do I know?
That's a very, very poor excuse. It's not even hard, so... I've got Touch OSC, and it was a disappointment.
Yep. I have it also. Sometimes it's not connecting. The only thing that I want to mention... for example, when you run this application for the first time, you need to add it to Windows Firewall because it is using the ports internally, you know.
Oh, yes, Windows will ask you anyway. The first time you open the application, it will say, Firewall.
It will say if you want add it to private network or work network without problem, and the common network as well. There's no problem on it. Just want to mention that. Because it is sending and receiving messages to between applications, but it's really faster. For example, when I use the knob on the device to change my volume, for example, it is simultaneously saying the slider values as well.
Yeah, that's quite amazing.
There's no latency.
Well, I think congratulations to all of
you. Yeah, big hand to Jan, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank
great.
You. Thank you, guys. I just want to say thank you to Steve Spamer from there as well, because I just changed my device to when I jumped to the Samplitude, because RME is really awesome product. Previously I used Babyface Pro, but unfortunately I didn't do anything with my Babyface Pro. It has some buttons on the unit, but it's really different to use that. But this solution works with my UFX Plus, and it's really awesome, and everything possible with Samplitude and Sonar as well. Yeah, really great thing. And I'm really happy to find and share something with you. I'm really happy to create something to being a useful person to blind musicians. I will be here every time to help you to implement your settings to that application or adding some extra features to this application because we have Team Foundation Server, me and one my friend, we are just developing together. We are just hard coding sometimes. For example, I have just added recording options yesterday. yeah. Thank you for joining us and thank you for your feedback, for your...
Somebody did ask about keyboard support, but I know you've been doing that as you go because we've been talking about this. Jean's been talking to me on the Samplitude Roger group, and I know you've been doing that as you go, haven't you? Adding keyboard support and shortcuts and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I have created only one... we have three different shortcuts. F3 for the going to configuration, F5 for the debug, and control one will be back to you tree view. For example, when I, for example,
I mean, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? It's a simple yet complicated app, isn't it? And the way you've coded it is pretty simple as well.
When I press control one,
pages preview midnight three.
Yeah, it's really simple. But every time when you press Control 1, it will redirect you to the tree view. And also you can use letters on the tree view, for example.
Zero, rever, slash, echo, slash, control,
like
open,
this.
One, rever, one to five.
Like this.
Zero, mixer, open, seven items.
Like this.
One, select channel, one of seven.
And like this.
Volumes.
also, just want to show
solo
last
channel.
Thing.
Global, main, submix, main, zero, mid, one,
it.
Zero, one, midnight input. Midnight input, mix, submix, main, level, read, only, edit. Right level pages review midnight input active phantom power checkbox not checked. Act pages review mix sub level right level read only midnight fans mute so with reverb send reverb return cue checkbox record checkbox phase checkbox right phase loopback check stereo active page level read only edit.
No,
right,
I
level,
will try
midnight,
with
right,
another
level, pages
mix.
Review,
this
active,
is my
one, page, zero,
default
mix, channel checkbox pages review mix 10 strip open six
like
items.
This when I
next pages review mix 11 strip open six active outputs checkbox not checked. Playback input previous channel checkbox next channel pages reactive one mix sub, level read only edit pages active stereo checkbox not checked checked.
Yeah, when I press this,
active one pages review mix sub mix main 106 0 mix 11 slash 12 strip open 6 items.
Did you hear that? It is changed to mix 11 slash 12.
Mix 11 slash 12 strip open 6 items.
Now,
one,
when I
active loopback checkbox stereo checkbox checked.
Uncheck this.
Active pages review 0 mix 11 strip open 6 items.
Like this, it's split into two channels.
Yeah, that's the channel link feature.
Yeah, you can use it for the stereo mics and because RME has yeah.
You know what? I have a UFX and I didn't know it has built-in effects. I'm just discovering it now.
I know that UFX has some effects, I think. It mm-hmm. has some effects. It has compressor, I know. It mm-hmm. has expander.
I knew it had a low cut.
Yeah, low cut
as
well.
I knew it had a low cut, which is very handy for microphones.
Oh, yeah.
for
vocals.
Yeah,
but in
that application, you can change low cut options. Like
yeah,
this.
I think the only difference between the UFX and the UFX Plus is the extra channels you can get through MADI. So
yeah.
You should have reverb
up
on the UFX as well.
Up to 194 channels.
Yeah.
Mix 11 compressor.
Yeah. It is.
What you'll find, Jan, is you'll put it out there and to a bunch of initially probably beta testers, and then you'll put it out to other people, and they'll find all
yeah,
the stuff.
I,
they'll
I,
break
I,
it
I,
for
I,
you. That's kind of how it works, isn't
it,
Tim?
It will be awesome. Yeah, great. And the last thing that I want to mention, yeah, I just want to share the really great thing, the microphone inputs in the RME UFX Plus is about 75 dB. It's really great. When you are using dynamic microphones, you can use it like a condenser. It was really powerful. UFX is a 65, I think. My remember correctly, the 70 FX Plus is the 75 dB. For example, now I'm just using the dynamic microphone while talking now. Really great, really, really great.
Yeah, it's they have great preamps.
Yeah, really
very good quality preamps. In fact, I do have.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing. I was just saying I had one pair of extra preamps when I use Rubon microphones, but these are very good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the debugger window,
ASCII letter address edit slash 2 slash level right 0.00 slash 2 slash level right 0.52 slash 2 slash level
like
slash 2
this.
Slash parameter edit slash 2 slash left send button slash 2 receive messages extended select slash 2
we can
slash
hear
two,
the messages
slash 2 slash level right 0.48 slash 2 slash level right 0.47 slash 2 slash level right 0.44 slash
when I talk slash levels
slash
are changing
slash 2 slash level right
ah okay
slash 2 slash 2 slash
yeah.
clear receive messages button slash 2 slash
we
slash 2 slash level right 0
well.
CKS client
and when every time it's
remote
remember time. All settings and when you load the
PC.
Computer, you can also
desktop.
Enable the application.
CK Live.
It will remember all settings that you entered before. Thanks for joining, friends. And keep in touch via email. And I will create an email list maybe or another way to create a beta group. Maybe we can collect, distribute it, and also we can add extra feature, or we can maybe I can.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, maybe
for doing
we'll
this.
Create a free XML files for the users that just want to control their applications or their units, for example, not only RME. Yeah, it will be awesome, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll speak to the distributor tomorrow and get either USB 3 or a Thunderbolt
yeah,
card sorted out.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you guys.
Do you have
another thing to add? For example, JPR, this is for you and maybe for Tim as well. The UFX or UFX Plus or some other RME products can be used with ACO and WDM simultaneously. That means, for example, the TeamTalk and Skype and other applications using WDM while talking and while listening, you know. But DAWs like Sonar and Substitute using the
ACO,
for example. For example, something.
Notification chef system tray Mac iOS Siri settings button.
In here,
Mac iOS Siri settings dialog. Ups, plus.
Another control panel application.
Ups, buffer size latency.
We can hear
ups,
the
error.
Buffer
size latency group box. USB diagnosis 000.
There is no problem, for example. When I press tab. Yeah, WDM devices. In there.
WDM device configuration dialog. WDM device list view. Not selected analog 1 plus 2 check. 147.
We can enable or disable all analog inputs and outputs for Windows. For example, when I enable something in there or speaker page, I can see that options in the JAWS sound interface menu or Windows sound card menu. Okay, for example,
sound dialog, playback.
In the sound, for example,
speakers, 2 RME ups plus USB 3.
This is my main output, my studio pairs.
Speakers, 2 RME ups plus.
This is my other pairs for JAWS output.
Analog 11 plus 12. Two.
This is my headphone outputs 1.
Analog 9 plus 10.
This is my headphone outputs 2, for example.
Recording page.
The recording
analog
on Windows.
Analog 1 plus 2. 2 RME
this is my first microphone pair.
Analog 11 plus 12.
This is the other input.
Analog 9 plus 10.
This is the microphone that I'm using now.
Record cancel button.
We can enable and disable it in the WDM options, and also we can use WDM and ACO together, and there is no problem on it.
All right, super.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, man. you're welcome, Jan. And
no problem,
sir.
Talk soon.
Talk to you. Yeah, we are. Keep in touch, guys.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for joining again.
Okay. No problem. You're welcome. I was just very interested in it because it's good. I mean, it's, you know, any kind of accessibility solution.
Thank you.
Gives us
thank
more
you,
options is good. So always keen to see that for sure.
Yeah, no problem.